begun in St. Mark chapter 8, verse 34. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said to them, whosoever come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Lose it. Are you listening? Lose it. Everybody listen. Lose it. Say it with me. Lose it. Amen. Whosoever shall save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life, lose his life. Say it with me. Lose his life. You can beat that. Lose his life. Say it. Lose his life. And say it this way. Lose my life. Lose my life. Lose my life. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. I like to preach this morning on the subject, lose it. Lose it. Lose it. Or you sure enough lose it. Amen. Lose it all in the right time and you'll save it. Yes. Praise God. Lose your life. Lose it. Well, what in the world does he mean by losing your life? Well, he gives us a clue to what life consists of. Amen. That which cometh out of a man, that defileth the man. For from within and out of the heart of man proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness. Incidentally, he ranks covetousness right along with all these other sins. Amazing thing was that Jesus was so amazingly merciful to the adulterers in his day that sometimes in years later they omitted those scriptures where he forgave them on the spot from various copies because they thought it made Jesus look soft on sin. And so they omitted the woman that they brought to Jesus, threw at his feet. They omitted that. They wouldn't read it in a mixed congregation because they thought it'd make Jesus look soft on sin. Amen. Ain't nothing soft on sin when he says, go and sin no more. He said, quit sinning. Amen. Hallelujah. Covetousness is idolatry, the Bible said. Gotta lose it. Covetousness, wickedness. You know why it's hard for people to tithe? You know why it's hard for people to give offerings? You know why it's hard for people, amen, to even accept the doctrine of sacrificial giving? Amen. They love money. They love it so good that they want to cling to it. Amen. That's right. They love things. They're hoarding things to nobody's to who laid the chunk. I mean, they're hardened. They got more than they ever got in their life, more than they ever had in their life. Amen. And then on the other hand, there's some that's got so much that they try to look poor. They wear old shoes and wear old clothes, you know, and try to look kind of bad, you know, so folks won't be always striking them up for some of their wealth. Huh? Amen. Miserable. Miserable. Amen. I mean, covetousness. They asked John D. Rockefeller, how much money does it take to satisfy a man? And he said, a little more. Amen. A little more. At the age of 54, he'd walked on the heads of so many people to get where he was that John D. Rockefeller was living on milk and crackers. Amen. That's all he could eat. And his stomach was so tore up. Amen. You think it's bad to get fired, they say that it's even more dangerous to be the one that's always having to fire people. Because he's the one that gets eat up with ulcers. Amen. He's the one that's got a guilt complex. Amen. And he's the one that's in trouble. Oh, yes. It wasn't until John D. Rockefeller, some doctor advisor told him, you're going to have to give it away. And he started the Rockefeller Foundation, where he gave millions and millions of dollars to charitable causes and to societies and churches and needs. Amen. And one church down in Arkansas needed a piano. And some young person decided that they'd just write to the Rockefeller Foundation and say, we need a new piano for our church. They said, you're crazy. They won't pay attention to you. And you know what? They got one. Amen. They got one. Praise God. Our Father is rich in houses and lands. Amen. And you know how his economy works? You know how this cycle gets him to swing? Amen. You know how you get things to rolling and you get the stream to flowing? He says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. And the first thing you know, amen, it gets to going, and the spring is running like a mighty river fed by 100 other springs. Praise God, because others, amen. Brother Dave Hamilton told us last night about the one of the richest towns he knew of in all of Russia. Praise God, was a town that had learned to give. They were sending missionaries and helping other churches, tore down their church, dismantled it and moved it to another town and put it up, amen, free gratis, and gave it to another church and built them a big, beautiful new church. And God was blessing them because they give. Woo, glory to God. You know what keeps the highway of holiness alive in the eyes of the world and in the minds of missionaries and ministers across the land? It's your giving that does it, praise God. It's your giving that starts the wheel to rolling, the spring to flowing, and the river to flooding. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes, covetousness. Lose it. Wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man. And that's what sells the Oscar-winning movie. These things, amen, is what sells it. Hey, I'd rather lose it and win a more enduring crown than you. I'd rather lose it for God and have something that'll last for eternity. Praise God. Lose it. Hallelujah. Chapter 7. There's a woman come to Jesus. Amen. And verse 27 and 29. And he said, is a Syrophoenician woman comes to him. And we'd be glad, generally, if somebody came to us like this, and she's just wanting the devil cast out of her daughter. What's wrong with that? But Jesus said to her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Well, what in the world was Jesus trying to do? Run off a potential member? Run off a potential disciple? Run off a potential follower? Amen. Well, what did she do? Did she get her feelings hurt? Get mad and leave church? Huh? What did she do? What would you do if your pastor said, amen, it's not meet to take the children's bread and give it to dogs? Amen. You know what she done? She just humbled her pride, religious and otherwise, and she answered and said to him, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yet the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. Amen. I'll tell you what. She was able to humble herself. Amen. And with a smile, she said, yeah. I think she had a smile on her face. She's able to laugh at her own humiliation. Amen. Hey, praise God. Don't take yourself too serious. Nobody else does. Amen. Hey, don't get all bent out of shape about self. Nobody else gets bent out of shape about yourself. Amen. You'll be way ahead just to laugh at yourself and humble yourself. Amen. Hey, yeah. Amen. If somebody says you got a crooked nose, don't get offended. I say, yeah, my mom almost named me Pinocchio. Amen. Laugh at yourself. Amen. If you can laugh at yourself, you got a chance to come out of it. Amen. Somebody tell you you can't keep key, you sing out of tune, just tell them that the Lord made the crow same as he did the canary. Amen. He likes to hear them both sing. Praise God. Laugh at yourself. Don't get bent out of shape. Praise God. Lose that pride. Lose it. Amen. Be surprised at people come church with a ship on their shoulder. You know how people get their feelings hurt and leave church because they want to? They're probably looking for an excuse to slip the noose of responsibility anyway. Whoo, hallelujah. Leave it! Praise God. Amen. Covetous, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, leave it! Amen. Hallelujah. Whew, glory to God. Some things just better off not told. Amen. I guess. Hallelujah. Amen. Mary Jo told me to wear my old clothes. Said that Justin's getting a paintball set for birthday, and they're going to be playing with that paintball. And I said, all my clothes is old. Hallelujah. Amen. It don't hurt too much to get hit with a paintball or any other kind of ball. Amen. If you ain't got too much to lose. Lose it. Lose that pride. Get rid of that pride. Praise God. Oh, amen. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Pride. Foolishness. Foolishness. That's kind of hurts. Amen. Oh yeah. What the world calls foolishness, my preaching, or good preaching, even good preaching they call foolishness. What the world calls foolishness, Bible says is wisdom of God. Amen. But what the world revels in the name of comedy, humor, the off color. Amen. Hey, lose it. Lose it. Let it go. Praise God. He said, what shall a man profit if he shall gain the whole world? Hey, that woman lost her pride. if she had any. All the rest of it was yanked out from under. And she said, yeah, but Lord, Guy Walsh said, I'm your dog. Amen. And even the dogs eat the crumbs from the master's table. Amen. You ever feed your dog anything? Pretty nice, brother. Amen. Right off the table? You mean you feed him bologna sometimes?
Right, yeah. I give him some bologna.
Bologna?
Steak sometimes.
Steak? You mean once in a while you give your little old dog about that long?
He gives him steak.
Steak? Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Lord, I'm your dog. And even the dogs once in a while get a crumbs left over. Fellow said he saw a sign, T-bones, 10 cents a pound. Of course, it said if you got any meat on them, it said it was $3 a pound. Amen. Hallelujah. Fellow said a hobo walked up to him the other day and said, would you give me a nickel for a cup of coffee? Said I gave it to him and then followed him. Amen. And, hey, praise God. Hopeless gang. She humbled herself and said, even the dogs get a crumb once in a while. A good master won't let his dog starve to death. Sister Buzzard's dad, or Sister Davis' dad, she was a buzzard. Amen. And her dad bought a farm. It had an Indian squatting on it. Amen. In those days in Oklahoma, if you bought a farm and had an old Indian living on it, you just got the Indian with the farm. And so he bought a farm and he got the Indian with it. And this Indian had a bunch of dogs and he couldn't afford to feed them. And so he decided he'd shoot his dogs because he couldn't afford to feed them. And so he took them off out behind the barn and amen, and came back later on, after a little while, and I asked him, said, did you kill him? No, he said, I didn't have nerve enough to shoot them dogs. Said, I just locked them up in the barn. I'm going to let them starve to death. Amen. Even the dogs get a crumb once in a while from the master's table. Amen. Even the dogs. Amen. Brother Davis was preaching that, and he said, some people, hey man, they get mad at the preacher, and they won't support him, hey man, and they treat him like the old Indian did his dogs. They ain't got nerve enough to put the skids under him and get rid of him, so they decided to starve him out. Amen. What do you do when you come in a case like that? You do like Don Rich when he went on into a church that had starved every preacher out. Had a bad name. Amen. He bought him a 100-pound sack of beans and a 100-pound sack of rice. Amen. And had him a beef killed and filled up his deep freezer and said, let him try to run me off, starve me out. Amen. He was settled down for a long stay. Amen. Till the rice run out and the beans run out. Amen. Hey! Even the dogs receive crumbs from the master's table. And you know what? She humbled herself. That pride. That pride that makes us run away before God has a chance to bless us. That pride that causes us to rebel against God before God has a chance to help us. Huh? Amen. Our old stinking self that wants to indulge itself. Amen. Huh? And can't put God first. What? Amen. Lose it. Well, I put God first. I'll have to lose my job. Lose it. Amen. God's got a better job for you. Hallelujah. A more satisfying job. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I just can't get up and get around. I've got so much to do and so tired from working all week and I can't get out to Sunday school. Amen. Lose it. Praise God. Lose that sleep. Lose that pandering to self and the flesh. That petting the flesh. Lose it. Praise God. Amen. She humbled herself, and folks, it worked. And Jesus commended her. Amen. And he said, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. For this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. Amen. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. James said, humble thyself under the mighty hand of God, and he will lift you up. He that humbleth himself shall be exalted. One more thing, and we'll close. Amen. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it. Whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? I know how people reason. I know what to think. I'll live it up for a while. And after a while, when I've lived it up for a while and done as I please for a while, I'll get back to this thing of consecration. I'll get back to this thing of dedication. But right now, amen, I'm going to kind of have my fling. Amen. Bible said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Lot decided he better listen to the angel and get out of Sodom, and he went to his family and told them, and they mocked him. An old man decided late in life that he'd get saved and go to church and live for God. He cussed the church, talked about the preachers like they as dogs. Amen. Humbled himself in his old age with his hoary head bowed down. He came to church and got genuinely saved, and he went back to get his boys. And they laughed him to scorn. They said, Dad, you taught us this. How do we know which way is right? The way you was then, or the way you are now. Amen. Dad, you taught us this way. You're the one that mocked the church and cussed the preacher and told dirty jokes about the saints and the preacher. You done it, Daddy, and now you want us to go to that same church. Whatsoever a man soweth, that, exactly that, shall he also reap. Hopeless gain. What good is gain if there's no hope in it? What good is gain if there's no future in it? What good is gain if no longer you can put God first? Amen. Earl Ellis met me down the road, and I got off wherever, school bus or whatever. I was walking that mile home. Amen. Earl Ellis lived just real close to the highway there. Old Ellis place real close there on the left. And one of the nicer houses in the country. And Earl worked for Frisco Railroad. Had a job for mail clerk on Frisco Railroad. And he said, I've got an opening for a job. And he said, I can get that job for you, I'm pretty sure, if you'd be interested. I had already sold out for God. I mean, I was standing not 100 yards from where when I had me a brand new Hohner harmonica. And all I could play on it was Evelina, Sweet Evelina, My Love for You Will Never, Never Die. And Old Black Joe. And I'd got in the car with folks trying to catch a ride to church, and I proceeded to demonstrate my prowess with a harmonica, and I played Evelina, Sweet Evelina, and Old Black Joe for them. And they said, "That's good, Junior." But that harmonica started burning a hole in my pocket. I'd already made my consecration to God. Amen. Now seeking a closer walk with God. Amen. And God had already told me my music was supposed to be gospel music. Lee Martin, my brother-in-law, told me later, said, "You know what?" Said, "You Dell Martin, you Dell is the one that I held my brand new bar of Life Boy soap that the county nurse gave us up to him like a candy bar, and Udell took a bite out of it." And I took my brand new Life Boy soap home with a bite out of it. Udell's the one that done it. Amen. And he said, "You know what? Udell was working for the highway company and clearing that right away." And he said he found a brand new M. Homer harmonica. I didn't even tell him who it was. I knew whose harmonic it was. It wasn't 100 yards from there that Earl Ellis walked out onto the Worth Road and asked me if I'd take that job as mail clerk on Frisco Railroad. I didn't have a job and hardly had a dime. But here's what'd happen if I'd have took that job. I'd have got bogged down working 7 days a week, away from home 3 weeks at a time. Oh, he said, I said, "Do you have to work on Sunday?" "Oh, yeah." I said, we'll get you back on after 2 or 3 weeks. You go back to church then. So many words. I said, "No, I can't take that job. If I took that job, I'd have been making as much money as my dad. I could have bought me a car and gotten debt and made payments and a better chance of getting me a wife and a house and debts." Amen. But you see, you'd have never heard tell of me, because probably I wouldn't have lived very long. Amen. And so what if you do live 100 years when it's hopeless gain? When it's out of the will of God? You know what I said? I said, "No." I told my daddy about it. He said, "Son, I wanted something like that for you." Amen. My dad stayed on. When he came home from the army, he found out that his seniority in the Union had gone right on, just like he'd been working 2 years. When he came, went to the army, he was a third-class grease man. And when he came back from the Navy, amen, he was a first-class grease man in a roundhouse up there in Missouri, making good money at the only good lucrative job in the country outside the postmaster. Amen. And I decided to make the consecration to preach the gospel and live by faith. And I done it. I left it all behind. Amen. A whole bunch of times I left it all behind, Brother Gary, and put God first. And if I hadn't, you'd have never heard of Reverend L. Collins. Because you don't go far for God if you don't learn early to put God first. You'll be tried. You'll be tested. Amen. If you gain the whole world, there's no future in it. You gain the whole world, there's no hope in it. You gain the whole world, there's no happiness in it. You gain the whole world, there's no blessedness in it. It's not blessed of God. Amen. And hopeless, everlasting, eternal loss. Lose his own soul. Stand with me, Father. Help my broken remarks to have an effect on somebody. Help us, regardless of the price, regardless of the cost, regardless of the cross, to always Put God first and crucify the flesh. And do your will. Even if we lose it all. Lose it all for God. Come on while they sing, Father, help us. In Jesus' name.